This is Passport to Texas. Alongside Big Cypress Bayou seems an unusual place to perform a surgical procedure. That doesn't stop Mike Montaigne with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service from carrying out surgery on a paddlefish, a species that's more than 300 million years old.
They're one of the most ancient fishes and species that we have on the planet. They don't look like any other fish, and they're super cool.
Montaigne inserts an acoustic transmitter into the abdomen of a fish that's been anesthetized before stitching it up and releasing it back into the water. Receivers along the bank track the fish. Overharvesting and man-made changes to habitat cause the species to disappear from East Texas waters. Restocking, with an emphasis on recreating natural flows, help the fish and the habitat to rebound.
The paddlefish were the perfect poster child to explain and test out our theory that more natural flows would help the forest as well as all these fish and other animals.
We've been reintroducing paddlefish since about 2014. We started off with about 50 fish that we radio tagged and put inside the Big Cypress and Caddo Lake, and we followed those around for about a year. One of the things we really wanted to find out is if the fish would stay in the system.
And you can find out if the fish stayed in the system or went over the dam when you watch the Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS this week. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.